Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm so glad you're with me. Yours truly, Angie McDonald, and you've tuned into episode 3, season 3 of the relaunch of Wounded to Wonderful with yours truly. I'm excited that I can come before you another time. I am grateful for it all. I'm grateful for life, health, and strength, and just for another opportunity to have a nice, deep, heart-to-heart talk with you today on Wounded to Wonderful with yours truly. And of course, today's title is called From a Healed Place. And I know it's not such a, you know, easily to figure out type of topic, but I just want to make sure that I direct all of my attention and emotion and energy to those of us who are servers, who give, who encourage, who support, who elevate. And I want you to pay attention to this talk because I want to make sure that you're doing all of these things from a healed place. You heard me correctly. I want you to be giving from a healed place. Sometimes, yes, we understand and we've identified our purpose that we are to give, elevate, we're to support, we're to be of a lending hand, ear, resources, whatever it is. But at times we're not doing it from the right place or at the right time. And today's talk is definitely going to help us identify those things. So if you are someone who's in a nonprofit, faith-based, community type initiative, and you're on the giving side, you know, you're doing what it takes to support those who need your help, I want you to pay special attention to today's episode. And if you know someone who does, please share this podcast with them. Of course, I can be found on 9 platforms, including iTunes, Spotify, and Google Podcasts. Please share it and let someone know that someone who can identify is having a talk about making sure we're giving from a healed place. So let's get right into it. I'm so glad you're with me. I'm so glad I have another opportunity to share with you. With no delays, let's get into our talk. Well, all right. Now that I've given you some time to either get into a nice settled frame of mind or quiet space or grab pen and paper, take notes, whatever you want. Now it's time to dive into our talk on identifying whether or not you're giving from a healed place. Like I said, this talk is dedicated to our empathic leaders, those who give, those who have nonprofits, faith-based or community-based initiatives, those who are in ministry. Or you're just on the giving side. You know that's what your purpose and calling is, you know, around giving. So today's talk is just something to make sure that you're aligned with giving from a place of healing, of acknowledgement, of awareness, and of straightforward, pure intentions. And it is possible for those of us to constantly give, do, be of service, and not do it from a place where it's the gratification is reciprocal, meaning those who are on the receiving end are grateful for being recipients. But for those of you who give, are you grateful for the ability to give? And that's what I want to make sure we are clear on as you go forward and as you serve. So we're going to start off with 3 pretty blatant surface type identifiers of when giving from a healed place is not really there. So first of all, was your rise or elevation to your position of giving, was it done primarily as an I told you so, as an aha in your face type of thing? To those who may have downplayed or not really paid attention to what you were capable of doing? Was it only given the energy to prove and to show, only to show that you're capable of doing this because you were put down or not really given the time of day? These are one of the major factors of why people show themselves the way they show themselves. It can stem from quite a few things. And like I said, I'm just going to touch the surface. I usually talk hours upon hours with leaders and with nonprofits about this type of topic, which is a part of my alignment strategy. Do you only give or do you only serve, be of support because you were, you know, not given the time of day, not supported by those you would have hoped support would have come from? This might mean you're probably giving from an unhealed place that will affect how you feel about doing what you're doing. Only asserting your energy to make sure you have the attention of those who told you there's no way you could do it. There's no possible way that you're capable of doing such and such. Are you exerting that energy to them to make sure that they see and acknowledge what you're doing? Then you're not giving from a healed place. Maybe to some extent, but not with full acknowledgement, right? And here's another. When you're doing or giving, do you not feel gratified? Are you expecting some type of payback from those you are lending a hand to? Or do you feel that you should be getting the credit in one way or the other on some type of random or consistent basis or an immediate basis? That, my friend, might be another indication that you're not giving from a healed place. I realized in my widowhood that at some point in time, you know, the Miss Pride, I was queen of pride, of not really stating what I needed, when I needed help, that I just needed someone to support me. And I would only give, or I would constantly give and exert myself and be there for someone else, knowing that this would literally hurt me in the pocket, hurt me in my energy, that I won't be able to be of any use to myself or to my children. But it was just my way of saying that regardless of whatever I'm going through, I can still do this. I can get, you know, I can do all things and this and that. But I wasn't giving myself the chance to heal and be of support because I was just trying to do a in your face thing to myself or to my circumstance that I could still be the same old Angie and just be a giving crazy woman and not really paying attention to me having to turn the tables, take a pause and be a recipient. But like I said, when you're giving, do you not feel gratified at the end of the day? Like I said, are you expecting some type of payback? And do you expect to get the credit from these individuals? Mind you, and what folks tend to not to really pay attention to, when one act of kindness or several acts of kindness are done, or just being on the giving side, whether it's through your initiative or what have you, the words thank you immediately upon exchange or immediately upon receiving is all the gratification or all the credit that you ever deserve and need. Because if you're giving from a healed place, the fact that you're able to give, the fact that you're able to serve and be of service and be of just a giving hand or a voice or whatever it is that you're providing, for that person to say thank you upon impact, upon exchange, is all the gratification you ever deserve. Are you feeling depleted at the end of giving? That's another thing where we need to factor in if balance is in play. Are you balancing your time with giving? Are you balancing your time to recalibrate and to recharge? I do a talk about rest, revamp, and release, where we do need those times to pause, gather our kinetic energy, and then give again or serve again. Are you balancing that out by doing those things? So if you're feeling depleted, if you're feeling robotic, as if you're just a mechanical being, just, oh, here you go. Oh, okay, let's do this. You know, are you missing the mark? Are you not engaged intentionally? then you need to stop and assess what's making you not feel connected. What's making you feel as if you need or deserve more gratification of rather than just seeing that person evolve, grow, receive your goods, receive your services, and actually apply them, use them, and become better persons or whatever the case may be. This might be an indication that you're not giving from a healed place of totality, acknowledgement, and awareness. And lastly, are you resentful that those you help now become the enemy? Do you resort to behaviors that you have to broadcast who you helped, how you helped them, that you think they're ungrateful if they probably didn't say thank you more than 2 or 45 times or didn't blast it for the world to see? Are you giving from a healed place? Are you giving from a place of pure intention or of full awareness and acknowledgement? Probably not. Some of us may have experienced, if we've had to become recipients of a lending hand or of services or resources. I know I've been there. Widowhood has messed me up to a point where I had to learn how to ask. I didn't know how to ask for things because I was always self-sufficient. And in those times of learning how to finally ask, I made sure that I know the importance of gratitude and how to express thanks and how to express acknowledgement of someone being gracious and kind to me. I made it a high point in duty to always be grateful, always be thankful to the individual, genuine with my acknowledgement of their willingness to serve and give and be of assistance. I know I've played my part on the receiving end. But have any one of us experienced those who may have given to us, and then somehow, somewhere, you hear down the line that they're bragging about what they've done for you, or they're saying it with disdain that you may have not been grateful enough or shown enough gratitude, have been consistent with your gratitude? Or they just might be the ones to say, oh, I've done this for her. And just so you know, if you see her with this, or if you see her with food or new clothes, just letting you know I gave it to her. If you are on the giving side and you have these type of attributes, then you are not giving from a healed place. I'm sorry to say. Because giving goes without being said. If you remember Jesus, when he saw the 10 lepers and he saw that they needed healing and he healed them, what did he say? He said, tell no man that you've seen me or I've done this for you, and just go about your way. I know you've suffered enough. You went through enough. I have, speaking in Jesus's terms, paraphrasing, I have the abilities and the wherewithal to grant you healing, comfort, and a new way of life. This is my gift to you. You don't have to tell anyone. I just want to see you be better and do better. And the 9 went away, rejoicing, happy, so glad that they were healed. They all said thank you. They all gave him his praise. But one came back running, and he gave thanks intentionally. And he went and blasted and blurted out what God had done. And Jesus was like, didn't I tell you not to tell anybody? Because he was giving from a place of healing. He healed from a place of healing, because it says he was touched by our infirmities. He became human flesh so that he can understand what we were going through. And he saw the anxiety and the pain and the discomfort that these lepers were going through. And he had what it took to grant them a better life. So for those of us who has what it takes to help make someone else's life a little better, alleviate some of the stress, some of the pain, some of the worry, like I said earlier, the simple exchange or the initial exchange of them saying thank you is all the thanks you deserve. Take it how you want it, but that's how it is. Because if we're giving, we're giving with no expectancy, with no reciprocity outside of understanding that they acknowledged you being on the giving side and them being on the receiving end. So, if you give, technically it's no one's business. And if it is the individuals that you serve, if they choose to take it beyond the exchange of thank you, that is strictly up to them. And you have nothing to do with that. But just prepare yourself to give again. Right? So what do we do to help us to make sure that we're giving from a healed place? First of all, we must reconnect with our why. Why are we doing these things? Why are we giving? Why are we being of service? Why are we making ourselves available for these individuals or for this cause? Why? You need to really reconnect with it, assess it. And while reconnecting with it, if you see anything or anyone that comes across that thought process and it becomes a damper or discouragement to that vision or to that why, here's the major thing that you have to do. Forgive them and or forgive you. Simply forgive them and or forgive you. My first instance that I mentioned of giving from a not healed place is only doing things as an in your face, I told you I can do it type of thing for those who may have hurt you, discredited you, you know, put you by the wayside, didn't really take you seriously. If you're giving and you're only exerting your energy to make sure that they see that you can do things, you need to forgive them. And you need to forgive yourself for allowing them to take up that much occupancy in your thought process and in your way of being and doing and living. That's why forgiveness is integral. It helps us to clear the spaces out of our lives. All of the noise, all of the static caused by individuals who may have hurt us, who may have made us feel, you know, insignificant, less than, or what have you. Forgive them. Because if you're operating from an unhealed place, you're no better than they are. You're just giving them unnecessary space to dwell in your heart, in your mind. And it's causing a fog in being able to give with pure and clear intentions and with pure acknowledgement of your why and of your vision. So forgiveness is integral. And lastly, after being clear on your why, you'll also be completely clear on who you're supposed to serve. So, giving from a healed place will give you an unapologetic, clear, and precise vision of who you're supposed to serve and how. And it will open up your mind and your heart and your spirit to be innovative, to create and generate more types of resources and ways of being a better servant, a better leader, a better empathic leader in understanding who you're serving and how you can better connect and reach them. And doing those things and seeing the greater impact that you can cause to the lives of the people that you are out to serve or out to lead will be the gratification, and the acknowledgement of your why will be the answer to your vision and will be the fuel to your passion. So I'm not going to bore you today with any more of this talk, but these are the key and the surface ideas of helping all of our leaders and all of our givers on how to know when you're giving from a healed place and when you're not. And if you're not, here are some basic tools to help you get back to that place of your first love, doing what you do best, and understanding your purpose. So I'm going to wrap it up. I thank you for your time. I hope what I said to you made sense to you and it resonated with you and it's giving you a want and a need to be a better servant, be a better leader, and to better understand your purpose and your vision, and of course, amplify your why. So it's been great catching up with you this week. And of course, share this with a friend or 20, and especially those in the capacities I've mentioned before. And let's all heal, grow, discover, and yeah, grow from wounded to wonderful. So I'm yours truly, Angie McDonald. I'm so happy to have shared this with you, and I'm looking forward to having another conversation with you next week. If you want to hear other topics, or if you have a question, you can email me, Angie@wounded2wonderful.com. Again, it's Angie@wounded2wonderful.com. Or you can reach me on my Instagram. I am Angie McDonald. Facebook, Mrs. Angie McDonald. All you can find me. But definitely, I'm willing and ready to have a talk with you. If you're ready to have a conversation and to take this into the realms of coaching, of transitional, supportive, and or resilience coaching, you can reach me on the same platforms and schedule a talk with me. Okay? So it's been great speaking with you. And let's all try to give from a healed place. All right? You guys take care. See you next week.